Miss Marvel, the superhero, has landed in cinemas in Pakistan. The title character is a teenager who lives in New Jersey with her Pakistani immigrant parents. NPR's Dia Hadid went to the movies in Islamabad to see what audiences there think of their homegrown superhero.
Miss Marvel is a first. Kamala Khan is the first Muslim superhero to have her own comic, the first to have her own series. Behind the camera, some of the directors were from South Asia, including Sharmeen Obaid Shenoy, who directed episodes 4 and 5.
So for the first time, not only do you have someone on screen who is brown, Muslim, but you also have the people behind the camera who are brown and Muslim.
She says Miss Marvel is a celebration of all things South Asian.
The textiles we wear, the food we eat, the music we listen to.
So to celebrate Kamala Khan's Pakistani heritage, the company released episodes 1 to 6 in cinemas here. There was a problem, though. The premiere was delayed. The censor board took weeks to check if there was anything insulting to Islam. And finally, Miss Marvel arrived unannounced at our local cinema days before a big Pakistani holiday, so only a handful of fans turned up.
It's not really the brown girls from Jersey City who saved the world.
Miss Marvel is a typical Muslim teenager from the burbs. Her brother teases her before a big driving test.
And remember to say Bismillah before you start the car. You're going to need all the help you can get.
Kamala Khan pleads with her mother to go to Avengers Con.
And even though it will be a distraction from your studies and there will be a lot of haram going on there, Kamala, we have decided to let you go.
Really? Really? Really?
Yes, but there are special conditions.
Kamala has to take her father. Her mother even makes them matching Incredible Hulk uniforms.
See, Kamala, big Hulk and little Hulk. Bada Hulk or choti Hulk. Huh? So cute you all will look. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Instead, Kamala sneaks out to Avengers Con, and there she discovers her own superpowers.
What does it feel like?
Cosmic.
Episode 1 ends, and 17-year-old Hassan Bodhi says Miss Marvel is incredible.
Because it's finally us, like Pakistani kids, getting recognition to show and share our identity with other people. It's like really beautiful for us because we didn't grow up with many brown superheroes or Pakistani superheroes at all.
What was your favorite character?
My favorite character was Kamala herself. Her journey through herself, like finding herself and her self-identity is like really beautiful to me.
As we walk out, we meet another man who was watching Miss Marvel. He's in a hurry.
I mean, did you like the movie?
Yeah, a little bit. Bas wisi ek to focus nahi tha. Dusri ye baat hi ki
matlab. So I came in the middle of the movie and I was not focused.
Okay, I mean, did you enjoy sort of like how Pakistani it was? You know, the Bismillah, the Quran. You know, the way...
Haan, bilkul, absolutely. It was a great experience for all of us to see such a marvelous things.
Maybe for some Pakistani teenagers, Miss Marvel shows that even a superhero has to navigate her way through faith, family and growing up. For others, there's a joy in seeing Islam featured in a big Hollywood production through a good guy or a teenage girl. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.